Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, and you're listening to NCI FM. Today, we're talking about school bus safety, something that impacts families across the country. Canada is set to require perimeter visibility systems on all school buses. MJG Technologies, a Canadian-based company specializing in school bus camera systems, has developed a new camera system to improve bus safety. Joining me now is Maurice Grigor, president of MJG Technologies, to talk about how this technology is improving school bus safety. Please welcome Maurice Grigor. Can you tell us about MJG Technologies and what your company specializes in?
Started in 2004 developing school bus cameras for the stop arm cameras to capture violators passing a stop school bus with the stop sign out. Prototyped, designed, 3D printed, which back then was really expensive, and patented our cameras in 2009. Since then, we've come through several revisions and kind of perfected our stop arm cameras. In 2021, 22, I think it was, we started working on our the 360 degree panoramic perimeter visibility camera system. With the AI and the algorithms were powerful enough to allow us to start stitching the four high definition cameras. And that kind of came to where we are today. We provide school bus cameras and extended stop arms across Canada quite a bit, actually, since about 2012 with the final product. A lot of that is designed in Canada. So basically, we're a company, a Canadian company, 100% Canadian company, developing products for Canadian school buses.
How will this technology improve school bus safety for children and drivers?
Well, this particular technology gives the bus driver the additional tool of being able to see all the blind spots and everything around the bus, actually. So the way that the cameras are situated, there's four cameras, one on each side of the bus, front, back, left, right. And the cameras are a wide-angle, high-definition camera that see right down to the ground. So anything that's even standing right beside the bus, touching the bus, anywhere around the bus, the full 360 degree, the bus driver can see this on the monitor that's near the driver's compartment. And combine that with our artificial intelligence and some advanced algorithm, we stitch those cameras together to give a bird's eye view. So you're actually looking from the top of the bus, about 20, 30 feet above the bus, looking downwards, and you're actually able to see everything that's happening around the bus, again, right down to the sides, right down to the ground, out to about 50 feet. And when the bus is in motion, we take it one step further. When the bus is in motion, at slow speeds, and this is programmable, it gives a both an audible alarm, beep, 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 beep. That means there's something moving in the area that's not background while the bus is in motion, typically from a stop position, driving forward, turning left, right, whatever, or backing up even. And there's also a visual alarm that's on the monitor that's just a little icon of a person that says, oh, there's somebody here on the left side, on the right side. And it's connected to the bus's signal system. So if the bus is turning right, the unit is looking at the right side of the bus, and that's where the blind spot monitoring happens, where an alarm goes off and it lets the bus driver know that there's something moving around the bus.
What makes this system different from standard school bus cameras?
Well, the biggest thing in Canada is that there's not a lot of these in Canada. There's probably a dozen, maybe two dozen at most, of the perimeter visibility systems in Canada, and most of those are pilot testing, just to test for durability. That's why it came as a bit of a surprise to us, because infraction cameras that capture people passing the stop bus with the stop sign out, there's thousands of them there. We've got about 6,000 buses in Canada that currently have our equipment on it. And there's not a lot of perimeter visibility systems installed yet. I suspect that's going to change dramatically in the next couple of years because of the Transport Canada initiative. But this is going to be a very valuable tool, and has proven to be a very valuable tool to the bus drivers to allow them to safely drive the bus. And it's just another tool. You know, their eyes are good, and this just gives them another set of eyes that can see everything around the bus. So they can concentrate on driving the bus safely.
Canada will require perimeter visibility systems on school buses. What does that mean for the industry?
Well, it's kind of a big change. You know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, whenever it was there, when Canada said every school bus must have a stop sign. So when the bus stops, the stop sign goes out. And they had a 10-year rollout for that. But within about 4 years, all the buses in Canada had it retrofitted on the old ones, on the existing buses, and installed on the new buses. And this became standard, and it's also standard across most of the states. So every bus that is manufactured has a stop sign now. So this, I suspect the rollout will be similar. I don't know if it'll be quite as aggressive. One of the things that's coming into question is, you know, is Transport Canada going to pay for it? Is the division going to pay for it? The province? So that part is still up in the air.
What challenges do you anticipate in rolling out the system across the country, especially for older model buses?
The challenges, they're not going to be too many. The retrofits, which means installing the equipment on existing school buses, is not going to be a huge deal. The equipment is fairly easy to install. You can install within about 2 hours, start to finish, including tying into the school bus's signal lights and brake lights, or reverse lights, because by putting the signal to the right, it monitors the right. You put the signal in reverse, and it monitors the back of the bus for the blind spot monitoring system, which works really cool. And challenges, probably not a whole lot. We've got a couple years to ramp up the new bus installation. So we've just built a new warehouse up here in the Interlake area. So we've got the warehouse ready. We've got people ready. Our manufacturers, which are all over the world, and we do the final programming and assembly here in Canada. We've got that ready. We've been ready for quite some time with the infraction camera, the cross-safe infraction camera system. So it's not a big stretch for us to be ready and come across the challenges, any challenges that come up. With rolling out this program and we work closely with Transport Canada to make sure that we provide equipment that meets or exceeds the specifications that they lay out for the equipment, so that we can make sure that there's a standard on all the Canadian school buses.
Big thanks to Maurice Grigor, president of MJG Technologies, for joining us and talking about the new camera system and what it means for school bus safety in Canada. For more information about MJG Technologies and their safety solutions, you can check out their website at mjgtechnologies.com. I'm Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCIFM. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.